Yippee-yi-yo, coyote galloping all the way. Great big star on his chest, out from all of the rest. Fastest goat in the West. Yippee-yi-yo, coyote riding around your way. Here comes Quick Draw McGraw, the highfalutinist, fastest shootinist cowboy you ever saw. Hello and welcome to the 42nd episode of Tooncast, brought to you by the Geekcast Radio Network. I am your host, DFG1 Mike, and today I'm joined once again by Kevin Professor Bosque Dog Thompson. Hello, how are you?
I am fan-freaking-tastic.
Today we will continue our Hanna-Barbera Spotlight with Quick Draw McGraw. To get things started, let's get a quick history lesson.
And it is a very quick history lesson. For today's history lesson, we're going back to 1959 to continue our spotlight on Hanna-Barbera. You may be confused by our date because it seems like we've been bounced around, but Hanna-Barbera's second new TV cartoon animation project, Quick Draw McGraw, actually hit the airwaves before last week's Yogi Bear show. But since Yogi Bear was part of Huckleberry Hound, that's why the order is what it is. Quick Draw debuted in September of 1959 on CBS. The show lasted a total of 3 seasons and aired 45 total episodes. That's actually all the history I got for Quick Draw McGraw. But Mike, do you have any memories of Quick Draw?
Yeah, you know, I like Quick Draw. It's okay. I think Quick Draw draws, and no pun intended there, but the Quick Draw McGraw character pretty much draws on characters of the past, of the whole, hey, I'm Quick Draw, oh no, I'm El Cabong, you know, the whole Scarlet Pumpernickel thing that Daffy Duck did. I would have to say right off the bat that I liked Baba Looey better than Quick Draw.
Oh yeah.
And I think it was because of the fact that Wait. All right, who did Baba Looey's voice?
The dog's brother.
Was it really?
I'm pretty sure he did all the main character ones.
Oh. So then Messick and Bennett are just listed here just because?
Well, they did some voicing, but I don't think they did any main character. And I could be wrong on this. It's kind of hard to find information on Quick Draw, but everything I've read about Quick Draw, this was basically the Buzz Butler show.
Oh, okay.
So I'm pretty sure he did almost every main character.
All right, that's cool. But yeah, I mean, you know, overall, you know, it was a good cartoon. It was one of those things where it wasn't like you couldn't watch it, but I don't know. For me, after a while, it kind of got tiring.
I don't know. I kind of have mixed feelings on this one. Maybe it just depends on the episode, but for me, as far as memories go, the memories of Quick Draw for me are very similar to the memories of Huckleberry Hound. Mm-hmm. You know, I like last week's topic, Yogi Bear, I remember a lot better, and the other shows that we have coming up later on in Hanna-Barbera Spotlight have specific memories because they were different. With maybe the exception of, they're all very much, I think, distinctly different than, to me, Quick Draw McGraw and Huckleberry Hound almost blend in together as the same show,
right.
The same basically type of show. At times I like Huckleberry Hound better, but I think there's a lot more times where I actually like Quick Draw better. And I think, though, like you said, it's more because of Baba Looey. he's just a very, you know, memorable character, a very lovable character. And to me, though, this one, the only other show I can compare this to besides Huckleberry Hound is it's almost like the old, shoot, my mind just, the Wile E. Coyote,
Roadrunner.
And Roadrunner cartoons. It's a lot of their cartoons have that kind of look and feel where, you know, you're out there, you know, in a wide open, you know, kind of usually almost like a Western type open plains type environment. And you have, you know, instead of just the one character, you have Babalooey and Quickshot working together. But it's almost like you have these different things where it's like pull out the Acme toolbox and have different stuff, you know, that you use as props or whatever. One of the episodes I watched recently, they were on a train and basically, there was two guys trying to rob the train, and Babalooey and Quickdraw were supposed to basically, Quickdraw got deputized or got a badge right before the episode, and basically they're trying to be on the train and get these guys, and the train's moving the entire time, and they have different, you know, little shenanigans that go on, but to me, memory-wise, I remember like I do Huckleberry Hound, or like I remember the Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote cartoon.
You know, it's funny, now that you're mentioning this, for some strange reason, I'm thinking that this was also, even though it's not stated anywhere as far as I know, was a takeoff of the Lone Ranger and Tonto, with the roles actually being reversed, because Quickdraw is pretty much Tonto. He gets into all kinds of trouble. He gets beat up and everything else, and Babalooey pretty much stays, you know, not all banged up to hell.
Right. I think the main difference for me between this one and Huckleberry Hound is the way they did Huckleberry Hound and the way that he has that slow, like, you know, drawl voice and you know, very methodical. It's almost easier to lose interest or to lose focus or maybe at some point to fall asleep. Not that that's anything, I'm not saying anything bad about Huckleberry Hound's voice, but it just kind of lends itself to those types of feelings, whereas in this cartoon, Babalooey keeps you going and keeps you, you know, interested, and it's just a quicker paced cartoon to me than Huckleberry Hound, I guess.
Yeah, and Babalooey is more of a Speedy character, Speedy Gonzales.
Right.
Without the arriba arriba andre andre, you know, he didn't do that, but the cartoon little skit thing that I ripped audio from City Escape, he's like, what's he say, Quickstraw? You know, and it is a Mexican accent, which is great. I think it, you know, that lends itself to a lot of comedy. But, you know, it's just one of those things where, like you said, it kind of kept you on your toes pretty much. Whereas sometimes if Huck is walking down the street singing the horrible condition of Be My Darling Clementine or whatever the hell the damn song is, you know, it's like, oh, God, can I fall asleep yet?
Yeah.
So getting into the voice actors, obviously this was the Dawes Butler show, which again goes to the credit of Mr. Butler of how well he was able to change character voices. Because again, there are no similarities between Quickdraw, Babalooey, and Scooby. I mean, right. You know, Scooby is the one. Oh, wait, no. Dawes didn't do that's Don Messick. Well, but still, all right. Well
even if you take the characters he did in Yogi Bear, for example. I mean, he was Yogi Bear.
Yeah.
Can you tell the similarity between Yogi Bear, Babalooey, Quickdraw, McGraw? You know, I don't think you can tell.
No.
I think real quickly though, before we go on, just in case there's any more, I almost called people morons. Just in case we've had any people that have no clue what Quickdraw McGraw is, or they've never seen a Hanna-Barbera show, I guess we haven't mentioned it yet, but Quickdraw was a horse character, basically, who walked on two legs like a human, and had hands that were hooves with thumbs, that could hold objects such as guns. Again, this had a lot of guns in the Crypto on the Ground, which is a big plus for those that have never seen a gun on a cartoon. And Bobo Lurie is obviously his deputy Mexican burro who spoke English with a Mexican accent. And the one character we haven't mentioned, Snuffles, was a treat-loving dog who would help Quick Draw and Bobo Lurie only after being awarded a dog biscuit. When given the biscuit, Snuffles won't enjoy, hug himself, float up into the air, and slowly return to the ground in total ecstasy, which often may be inappropriate for a cartoon. No, I'm just kidding. It got me thinking, though, when we were talking about this, last week we talked about Yogi Bear and the possible live-action film that was coming out, slash live-action animation mix, and we had talked a little bit in episode 41 about the people that were cast to voice Yogi and Boo Boo and all that.
Yep.
They would have no problems casting Bobo Lurie. They would have all kinds of choices.
Oh yeah.
They could fill him.
I would say that. I know this is probably going to get me, you know, some boos, but just off the top of my head, George Lopez.
That's what I was actually right off the top of my head, too.
Okay, that's freaky. Knock that shit off.
Better than the sidekick and Yogi Bear.
Yeah.
Yeah, going back to what you were saying with voice casting, you know, most of these old shows, there is Dawes Butler or Don Messick do the main voice, but usually they're working with one of the other ones. Usually it's Butler and Messick playing off of each other. I haven't seen another one so far, unless we come across one later on where it's just basically one person playing off of himself most of the time. To give you a little insight into, since I've been doing a lot of looking at these two, and specifically when I was trying to come up with my top 10 list, which both of them were number 2 and number 3 on my list. But Dawes Butler actually is responsible for Don Messick getting into the voice acting business. For those of you who don't know, Dawes Butler was working with a radio station and different companies, and they were looking for someone to do a voice of a certain character, and they were actually going for someone else at first, but Butler recommended them to basically go take a look at Don Messick as a choice, and the rest is history, and that's why they basically worked together with most of the shows that they're on. And it was just a great, I guess they were lifelong friends and co-workers, and that's what makes this show almost unique, is the fact that it's basically just Dawes Butler.
Yeah, it pretty much is.
But great voice acting in this one, even though it's mainly just one person, great and good characters. But I think most people would like Bobo Lurie the best on this show.
Yeah.
I mean, there might be an occasional person that likes the horse there, like Mr. Quick Draw McGraw. I actually think I like Quick Draw McGraw better than I like Huckleberry Hound, but Bobo Lurie is just so fun of a character. Like you said, he's a combination of like Speedy Gonzales and a bunch of different characters that you can think of, but it works, and he's my favorite character, and I think most people, even if they've never seen the show before, if you show this to a kid, I think that's the character that they'd still be, not necessarily attracted to, but they'd be drawn to.
Oh yeah, I completely agree. So I guess going into the behind the scenes segment, the idea behind Quick Draw McGraw show was to make a takeoff of three most relevant primetime genres of the time, Western, Private Eye, and Family Sitcom, which they did pretty well, I think.
I mean, that Quick Draw was, basically the focus on Quick Draw was the Western part. What I guess I should jump ahead and say that even though they did a little Private Eye Family type stuff in Quick Draw, the other two, why can I not think of the other two segments on the show? There had to be two other segments, but the other two segments on Quick Draw, which I'm going to figure out what those were for a second here, I think were the ones that focused more on the Private Eye and the family part to that. I'll let you keep going for a minute and talk about some of the other stuff while I figure that out.
I'm actually looking for it myself.
I'm trying to steal my thunder.
Rough and Ready Show and the Huckleberry Hound Show?
No. The two other series regulars were Snooper and Blabber.
That's right.
Which was part of a crime investigated, so that's the private eye part, who are operating out of the Super Snooper Detective Agency, and Augie Doggy and Doggy Daddy, which is the family sitcom part.
Okay.
Father Dog Daddy and his canine son Augie, who get caught up in various misadventures. So yeah, and actually I got a picture in front of me of them so I can remember what they all look like. But yeah, Blabber and Snooper, they were basically a cat and a mouse, and they both are in like a private eye white suit, and he's got the magnifying glass and stuff like that. But I forgot that Augie Doggy and Doggy Daddy made their debut basically on the Quick Draw McGraw Show. But so that's where you get your, you know, at the time the main primetime genres as far as live action shows were westerns, private eyes, and family sitcoms. So they took all three of those and made a cartoon show out of it. And I think, you know, that's a pretty good idea for, you know, especially if you're trying to attract audiences of kids who at that time, I would guess, a lot of times watched cartoons with parents probably along with them, at least at the beginning.
Right.
So why not take stuff that appeals to the adults and throw it in there? And I don't know why I didn't have that in the script, but Augie Doggy Doggy Daddy and Snooper and Blabber.
You're slacking off like usual. Going into the actual show, the Quick Draw McGraw Show is the third cartoon television production created by Hanna-Barbera, starring the anthropomorphic cartoon horse named Quick Draw McGraw. Following their success with the Rough and Ready Show and the Huckleberry Hound Show, the show debuted in syndication fall of 1959, sponsored by Kellogg's. Quick Draw was usually depicted as a sheriff in these short films set in the American Old West. Each episode was approximately 6 minutes long, and this allowed 4 episodes per half-hour program, with commercial advertisements in between. Quick Draw satirized the westerns that were popular among the American public at the time. His character was well-intentioned but somewhat dim. Often Baba Looey was more astute judge of a problem at hand than Quick Draw. Baba Looey would start to tell Quick Draw what he was thinking. Queekstraw, I think... Whereupon Quick Draw would interrupt with his catchphrase, "Now hold on there, Baba Looey, I'll do the thinning around here, and don't you forget it." Quick Draw spoke with a heavy drawl as shown by his catchphrase. It was clear, however, that Baba Looey was much smarter than Quick Draw, but loyal to a fault, similar to earlier Hanna-Barbera pairing of the whimsical Yogi Bear and his practical sidekick Boo Boo, both teams vaguely referencing classic team of Don Quixote and Sancho Panza. In the series of episodes, Quick Draw would also assume the identity of the masked vigilante El Cabong, a parody of Zorro. His introduction went as follows: "Of all the heroes in legend and song, there is none as brave as El Cabong." As El Cabong, Quick Draw would attack his foes by swooping down a rope with the
onomatopoeia.
There you go. War cry, Cabong, or at times Ole, in hitting them on the head with an acoustic guitar, which is always referred to as a kabonger. Okay, wow, that sounds like a Mega Man X villain, Boomer Kawunger. Producing a distinctive kabong sound and usually destroying the guitar in the process.
Great stuff.
Oh God! In the little cartoon that I watched today that I grabbed audio for the outro of the show. It's called City E-scape, with just the letter E by itself in the middle. And the mayor of New York City sends Quick Draw a telegram about crime in the city. And once they get to the city, he changes into his El Cabong thing, and he goes, "El Cabong!" And you see him swing in and then swing, like, from right to left, swing in, swing out. He swings back in and stops and, like, it basically breaks the fourth wall and looks at the camera and goes, "Black is very trendy." It's just... Yeah. So
I don't know. The more I think about it, I think the more I like this show even better than Huckleberry Hound. I don't know. There's a lot of good stuff on it, and, you know... Just the way Quick Draw and Baba Looey talk and interact is good.
Yeah.
And it's got those classic hijinks, like I said, of like a Roadrunner cartoon or something like that, where it never gets old. To me, it doesn't get old. I mean, I guess it would get old if you're watching episode after episode after episode, but like, if you're just watching them at like the random times, I wouldn't suggest sitting down and watching like an hour of this stuff, but like if you're just watching a little bit here and there, I don't think you'd get tired of it very quick.
Right, yeah.
It's yogi, but it's close.
Yeah, going into the music, again, I don't really, like, I remember sound effects more than music in this show.
But it was done by the same person that's done both episodes 41 and 40.
Yeah, that's Hoyt Curtin. Yeah. So going into the Legacy segment, it was referenced in Mystery Science Theater 3000. A civil action, Snagglepuss can be seen in Jerome's briefcase. Oh my god. Samurai Jack, Kill Bill Volume 2, and The Spirit. As far as DVD releases...
You gotta read the Kill Bill one.
Oh, God. No, I don't wanna. Bill calls Beatrix Quick Draw Kiddo, and the sound effect of the guitar hitting a body during the fight between L and the Bride.
I've never seen the movie, but it sounds funny.
I don't know. There are DVD releases. A DVD release of the series for the Hanna-Barbera Classics Collection was originally announced by Warner Brothers for 2006, but was later canceled due to the poor condition of the masters and the music right issues. How the hell can this show have music right issues? What the hell?
The other one not when it's done basically by the same person, I don't know.
In 2006, a Warner spokesperson said of the DVDs they were pulled because significant remastering work needed to be researched. There have also been issues with music copyright ownership, meaning any sort of future DVD release is extremely doubtful. That sucks. So basically, we're only going to get Quick Draw episodes on those Saturday morning cartoon DVD thingamabobbers or whatever.
Yeah, and I can't remember exactly which one he's on, but he is on the 60s. Yes, either one or two.
He's on the first one. Because that's where I got the intro-outro music from.
So your only choice right now, if you don't watch it on YouTube, your only choice is to go to Target or somewhere like that, get the 1960s Volume 1 Saturday Morning DVD, and, you know, you can watch a couple episodes of it at least.
Yep. So we are going to take a quick break. You're going to hear that episode City Escape, as well as I will probably try to find some Augie Doggy and Doggy Daddy stuff.
Minute. Quick Draw! You seen any villains?
Well, I nabbed them all. Ain't that right, Bubba Louie?
I helped too, Quick Draw.
Whose hand is that?
Let me out of here!
Message for Quick Draw McGraw.
Why, thank you, random messenger.
What's it say, Quick Draw?
It's from the unnamed mayor of New York City. You are the best lawman in the West. Stop. Crime is out of control in the East. Stop. Please help us. Stop. We are scared.
Stop.
How'd you know that's what it says?
No, Quick Draw. We're here.
Well, I'll be...
Someone is stealing a car just off screen.
My car.
El Cabon. Black is very trendy.
Look! Some other criminal activity!
Hail, Kabong!
Don't frisk me!
Oh.
Hey, you!
Hey, can I hold a shot?
Hey, you!
Look out for the hood!
Hey, you! Hey, you!
See what he's doing! Quite amazing!
Hey, you! Well, I guess that does it for City Crime, Bubba Boy. Ugh.
That's just like Quick Draw. He thinks he can wipe out crime, but crime has really wiped him out.
All right, what are our final thoughts on Quick Draw?
You know, I don't know necessarily if I'm, I don't know, after watching a few episodes of Huckleberry Hound, Yogi Bear, and Quick Draw so far as we travel through our Hanna-Barbera spotlight, I'm actually on purpose not watching episodes of any of the future Hanna-Barbera ones. I want to watch them as we go, so I kind of have new thoughts every time. But so far, the only one that I'm really, like, gonna make sure that I go out and get on DVD is Yogi Bear so far. But that's not to say Quick Draw doesn't have its good parts. Obviously, I couldn't go out and get it on DVD since it's not out on DVD, but Huckleberry Hound and Quick Draw McGraw are very similar shows to me. They're worth a watch. I would probably end up watching more Quick Draw than I would Huckleberry Hound. They're worth an occasional watch, but I don't know if it's necessarily like DVD shelf material like Yogi Bear is. But, you know, it's definitely, if you've never seen an episode, you should go at least watch one episode of Quick Draw.
Well, you know, see, for me, the thing about Huckleberry and Quick Draw, their shows, honestly, I like a lot of the side character cartoons rather than the main character cartoon, like Huckleberry. I love Pixie Dixie and Mr. Jinx. Yeah. I mean, it's basically a different take on the Tom and Jerry thing, like I said back when we did Huckleberry. And then Quick Draw, I love Augie Doggie and Dougie Daddy. You know, those two characters were always really cool to me as well. So, I mean, you know, Quick Draw, he's okay in small doses, but you don't want to take him and do a marathon.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for joining us here on Tooncast. There are several ways to get in contact with us or leave feedback for the show. First, you can visit www.geekcastradio.com and find all the other GCR and podcasts there. Second, you can stop by predicantempire.com/nexus. Those are our forums. The third is you can leave the show feedback in iTunes. Please do this. We now have a voicemail line. Call us and leave us your thoughts on each episode. Be sure to say which show you're leaving the message for and your name. The number is 502-526-5821. We have Twitter. The show name there is GCRN Tooncast. Mine is TFG1Mike. And what is your Twitter?
BossKBAW.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Tooncast. Wish you'll join us next time. We'll be continuing the Hanna-Barbera Spotlight with Jabberjaw. Nyah, nyah. In that episode, we might have a guest co-host along with us, Christopher from Chicken Pop Pod. For now, I am TFG1 Mike with
Asma Solo.
Well, that wasn't half as bad as you trying to be Magnum PI. In the immortal words of Optimus Prime, transform and roll out, and thank you for listening. Until next time.
Okay, okay, boy.
I hear you calling, dear old dad. You see how fast I come running?
Never mind, Dad Augie. Why aren't you doing your homework?
You're the best daddy in the whole world. And when I grow up, I'm going to be just like
Don't
you.
Don't change the subject. Why haven't you been studying?
But I have, dear old dad. I've been studying how to be a watchdog, just like my dear old dad, father of mine.
But I don't want you to be a watchdog. I want you to go to college.
You mean you don't want me to be like you? Oh, the shame of it. I'll just have to eat a wiggly worm and die.
You're going to college first, doggy.
You'll be sorry when I'm gone, Dad.
Augie, get up from there.
Can I be a watchdog?
Okay, you can be a watchdog.
I can?
But just for tonight.
You're a kind, sweet Dad for allowing me to be a watchdog just like you.